From Luke chapter 17. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On this Sunday that we know as Reformation Sunday, I think it's appropriate to begin with a quote from Martin Luther, who was the father of the Reformation. In that time, when the new Protestant version of faith was being formed, and the people were thinking and determining what their version of Christianity would look like, Luther was asked, "What is true worship?" And he replied, "The 10th leper, turning back." In this time, when the church in the world is changing so fast, and in the life of our own church, change is coming, it's important to ask ourselves what Christianity looks like, what it means to follow Jesus here and now. Clearly, some of the things we hear people say in the name of Jesus don't sound like Christianity that we practice here. The hate that is spread in the name of white supremacists, the hate that comes from those churches that picket funerals. I am confident to say this is not the way that Jesus is leading us to be in the world. One of the major tenets of the Reformation was this concept of sola scriptura. That means go back to the Word of God and find our faith through studying and praying and dwelling in the Bible as the best way to understand who Jesus was and who Jesus is to us now. So Luther's answer to what is true worship was a scripture reference, the 10th leper turning back. The 10th leper turning back toward Jesus to offer his praise to God in a loud voice. The 10th leper turning back to connect the healing that has happened in his body to the God who is present in the world, healing us, body and soul. The 10th leper, the Samaritan, the one who did not belong, saying, "Thank you for seeing me. Thank you for healing me, including me, in what you made happen." The 10th leper turning back to see, "I see that what has happened to me has come from you." So what is true worship? True worship is praise. True worship is gratitude. True worship is welcoming everybody, including those the world turns away. True worship includes the outcast. It connects the dots between what happens in the physical world with the ever-present love of God. It takes the time to acknowledge the presence of God in the world. We are here because there's something in us that says this is the place we need to be. Maybe because we know we will always be welcome here, that this house of worship belongs to you if you're a visitor as much as it does to any of the rest of us. We welcome people to God's house when we welcome them here. And that means we welcome everybody home. We are here because we've been healed or we need to be healed. And in this place, there is the promise of time to pay attention to the Spirit of God who comes to us in our brokenness and helps us to become whole. We are here because here is where we are, connecting the dots between the life we live all week and the faith that is ours at our core, trying to live through us. It is not easy. Maybe it sounds easy or as if it should be easy, but it is not easy to live life with our eyes focused on Jesus. Be thou my vision. That is the hymn that we just sang. That is a hymn that has become my prayer. Be thou my vision. Let me see the world through the lens of God. Let me be open to everyone I meet as a child of God. Be thou my vision. We come here to say yes to Jesus' call on our lives. I've told some of you before about a family in my church in New Jersey who brought their son to church every Sunday his whole life. And then they were shocked when he took his expensive college degree and went to Africa to build schools for children who didn't have any. They brought him to church because it's a nice place. He came to church and heard the call of Jesus. Worship helps us see new definitions for words like success. Words like community, too. Community in Jesus is a way of looking at things as if we are a body, and all of us are part of the body and have different gifts to bring and different roles to fill, and everybody is important. And everyone together lets the Spirit breathe life into the body to make it whole. The 10th leper, when he goes back, he gets this blessing. And the Greek word is sosokin, and it can be translated these different ways. The blessing could be, go, your faith has restored you. Go, your faith has made you whole. Go, your faith has saved you. They all mean that his healing goes beyond the physical. His healing has reached into the depth of his very soul. In the midst of brokenness, there exists the possibility of being filled by the Spirit. We hear testimony to that all the time, that people find themselves renewed in their faith not just through the blessings that come their way, but also through the challenges they face. Challenges they face, not challenges they run away from, but challenges they face and open their eyes to see, be thou my vision. In this place, here and now, with Brian following his sense of call to go to Florida, we face challenges. His journey with us has definitely been a blessing. He brought who he is and was here, trusted us with his spiritual gifts of creativity and fun and joy. And I'm so grateful that this is a place that accepts whatever gifts people bring and embrace them and let them be spiritual servants of God in who they are and how they are. As we go forward, we know that seeds of faith have been planted in people of all ages. Y'all know what I mean. You all listen to those children's sermons just as much as the kids do. Seeds of faith are planted, and we need to water them. God has given us gifts, and we need to continue to thrive in those gifts, letting them breathe in and through us. We will need to connect the dots of who Jesus is with the young people especially, showing them love and acceptance, showing them that everybody matters in the eyes of God. As we journey toward the next chapter in this church's life of faith, we will need to use all the gifts we have to be open to where God is leading us. The 10th leper, he turned back, and in his joy and in his thanksgiving, he just saw the need to take time and turn back and look at Jesus and say thank you to God for the healing of his body and his soul. To be whole, body and soul. That is worship. It fills us up so that we may be sent out into the world with eyes wide open. And know that we go with a blessing for wherever the journey takes us. In Jesus' name, amen.